Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I always try to go back and answer as many of your questions as I possibly can. So thank you for submitting those for Ask Amy Anything. I know you all are very interested in the first month of married life. It's been eye-opening. It's certainly an adjustment. Here's the thing that Bob and I say to each other, though. We would rather struggle, scuffle, figure it out, work through the tough stuff, and life can be hard a lot of times. We'd rather make the adjustments, even though they require compromise and meeting in the middle, and sometimes irritation, frustration, arguments, all that stuff. We would rather do that together than go back to being alone. Funny thing, too, I mentioned to his mom that it was a bit of an adjustment. So I text with his mom every morning, mentioned that it was an adjustment and that I wondered if I was not cut out for this. And there was mass chaos in the house. And she writes back, typical mother-in-law wisdom, I believe, writes back, you can have, what'd she say? A neat and clean house with nothing out of place and no Bob, or you can have chaos and Bob. You pick. Well, there's no choice at all. And so, yes, we would rather work it out and have the initial chaos and all the adjustments and figuring out life together than to go back to where we were and how things were. So that I wouldn't change. And that is my wisdom on this morning, 1 month since I got married. What? That was a quick month. Wowzers. Is it weird? Do you stop counting months at like a year or so?
No.
No, you just keep counting months?
Months, you...
So like it's when you have a baby.
Gotcha.
And the first, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month. Then you go 13 months, the baby's 16 months, the baby's 17 months, whatever. On up to 2 years, and then you start counting years, not months. You very rarely hear anyone say, oh, my child's 26 months.
No, that'd be weird.
Right, that would be a little odd. So at that point, they go by years. So is that the same for being married? Because right now we're counting months. The 17th will be a big day.
I would say, I mean, I don't know, but I would say a year.
Jay's marital wisdom.
I would say a year. And after 1 year, then you're just, we'll be married for a year. So like up until then, okay, you'd be like 9 months, 10 months.
All right.
1 year, bam, it's a year. So whether you're a year and a half in, just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a year and a half, just a year.
Well, year and a half's a clean, but you don't say like a year and 6 months, a year and 3 months, like a year and a quarter. No, no.
I shouldn't be like, we've been married 16 months.
No.
No, that'd be a little bit maniacal. Mm. All right.
I mean, I don't know, but.
Just wait till you get married and then we'll find out.
I'll be like 17 months.
18 and a half months. It's my half birthday.
6 days, 4 hours, 32 seconds. Who's counting?
It's my half anniversary. We actually did when it was a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks. We were pretty excited about that. Probably at this point, we'll just go with the months.
A week's exciting. And like a couple of
it
first
was
few.
Very yeah, exciting. Absolutely. Yeah, it was. It is. It's hard to believe it's been a month. But you all are really funny. Lots of questions, which we will save for a special YouTube video before the end of the month called Ask Amy Walked. Past tense, down the aisle. And yes, you've been asking about photos. At some point, blog post with some special photos. That way I can control them because they're on my own blog as opposed to putting them out on some other servers. But here's the thing. You got to wait. I got to speak at a conference exactly 1 week from tomorrow. It's a keynote address that I have to deliver 30 minutes. Jay, can I come up with enough remarks for 30 minutes?
I think so.
You think because I talk for 4 hours every night, 30 minutes would be a breeze,
it
right?
Helps.
Except when people are staring at you, it's an entirely different story. You don't even pay attention half the time. So That's not true. I know Jay pays attention because sometimes I say things and he literally almost falls out of his chair.
Because
he can't believe that I just said what I said, which, you know, you get what you get. You don't get upset. Anyway, I do know that Jay listens part of the time at least. But no one else is, he's not staring at me. He's doing things and I don't know, he's very busy in there. Sometimes cleaning up the food that's been left behind by the other peeps. Sorry, boss.
Or the scent.
Or the food. Right. He's spraying Glade in there because I keep Glade in my locker.
A lot going on.
You never know who have might left behind some odorous deposits. And so for all that reason, Jay's the only one looking at me and really not. He's not big on eye contact, so he's just
not much to look at for me.
He's looking. Thanks, Jay. He's looking all around. You just said there's not much to look at. Well, that's just.
I meant the other way around, but that's then you're not looking at me. But yes, God,
right. It didn't come out that way.
No, it didn't. No, it did not.
Ouch. Anyway. So there's that. Good thing that you're not Todd Bowles because you would have embarrassed the poor lady. What would you have done, seriously, if a reporter asked you whether or not your team, the Bucks, was worried about playing in the cold or worried about the elements in Detroit? What would you have done?
I would have been so taken aback, like Bowles was, but he delivered such a calm and like respectful.
You can barely tell from his, if all you're doing is watching his facial expressions without the audio up, you can't tell anything was amiss.
Well, if you didn't know that the Lions play in a dome, you wouldn't think, like, if you just saw his reaction and just were like, oh, okay, he's answering the question. Like,
he did. He just answered the question. Enough that I did a CBS Sports Minute on it. To say thank you to him. Because he could have embarrassed her. He could have made jokes. He could have made her the butt of the jokes. And he didn't. He just answered the question. He barely changed expressions. And he moved on. How many athletes or other coaches might have made an example of her? Or tore her down, made a joke out of it. Sometimes to make themselves look better. I mean, granted, we're fairly irreverent here on the show, so we can be snarky and sarcastic, but not when people are actually looking at us, right? I mean, a guy called up last week, irate as all get out, and yelling at me, and I still just, I don't need to feel the need to embarrass the guy. I mean, he essentially did that on his own, but I am impressed that Todd Bowles did not feel the need to make an example out of her. He just answered the question. He didn't, even by his facial expression, he didn't roll his eyes. He didn't sigh. He didn't give her a look like, you're stupid. He just answered the question, sort of. I mean, he said, you know, we play in a dome, right?
He corrected her.
Right.
Politely.
Politely, exactly. Corrected the mistake. And then he said, so no, I'm not worried about weather. We just have six steps to what?
Well, 20 seconds.
Wait, let's hear it. Yeah. If you haven't heard this is Todd Bowles talking about the game coming up in Detroit this weekend, and a woman who I'd be willing to bet she was a news reporter that didn't know anything about sports was just there to cover the fact that the Bucks are going to the next round of the playoffs, whatever, whatever. These days, it's all hands on deck, right? So some news reporters cover sports. The opposite is also true. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Or she just made a mistake and forgot that they play in a dome. Okay. But Todd did not turn this into a big thing.
The weather has been a factor in some of the playoff games, even for the most prepared teams. Today, it's 13 in Detroit, which doesn't compare to some of the temperatures the team has dropped to. Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure, but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome. I don't. No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus, going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
Again, if you see his facial expressions but you do not listen to the audio, you'd have no idea that a question got asked of him that was essentially embarrassing.
I don't know.
I'm grateful that he did not embarrass her. And also, let's not turn this into a females don't know anything about football conversation either. I've done interviews in the past, one in particular that will always haunt me, where I asked a college basketball coach about conference realignment, but got his conference wrong. Just wasn't looking, thought I knew it. Actually, it was just a brain fart. When I went back, I was like, oh, you dummy. Certainly just a mistake that I wish I could take back. And he was pretty rude about it. He corrected me and he was nasty. And from that point on, he clearly did not respect anything else that I said. And that's his prerogative. But I appreciate that Todd Bowles didn't embarrass her, because trust me, she's mortified. No doubt. If she's a professional at all, she's already mortified. So good for you, Todd. Thank you, Todd Bowles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. It's a Wednesday. It's our hump show, and we've talked about a bunch of the pertinent topics so far, like Mike Tomlin has indicated to the team that he will be coaching in 2024 and that a contract extension at least is on the table. You may remember that he walked away when a reporter brought up the idea that he's only on a one-year contract or there's 1 year remaining on his deal. And one of his captains, Cam Hayward, came to his coach's defense on Tuesday.
Why would he answer a question like that? He's worried about trying to win a playoff game. And then last night, you know, we just lost a big playoff game. Why does he need to address that now? That's not the time or the place. And I appreciate the question, but I just think for him in general, you know, Coach T's earned that to just, you know, be singly focused on one goal. And, you know, we've asked this question week in and week out. It's just not fair to the process.
So Cam Hayward defending Mike Tomlin. Think about context. Think about timing. Why would he answer questions? He's got 1 year left on his deal. I'd even heard some NFL analysts broach this idea that Mike Tomlin might be burnt out. He might be over the time in Pittsburgh. He might want out, so the Rooney family wouldn't fire him or move on, but he may want to take a year off. This idea that he's not interested, or the, you know, the losing in the playoffs is weighing on him, and Cam disagrees completely.
Why are we so concerned with somebody who has a year on their contract, has been locked in, and has wanted to just play coach football? We don't ask anybody else if they need to come back for another year or anything else. I just think it's doing him a disservice. This guy's been locked in from the very get-go, but yet we're worried about if he's coming back or not. And he's been locked in, and I appreciate it, because that's only created more dissension for players and coaches. We just want to focus on one goal. He wants to focus on one goal. And I just think that's fair to him.
Yeah, I do think that these days it's become ridiculous. Nick Sirianni was asked about his future. Mike McCarthy was asked about his future. Mike Tomlin asked about his future. It seems like these narratives around, hey, if you lose a playoff game, you're going to get fired, they're just ridiculous. Or if you lose a playoff game, you're automatically on the hot seat. I think it's dumb. Now, we have heard from people in Philadelphia, like our friend John Kincaid, who joined us 24 hours ago, who made his case for why Nick Sirianni should be fired. I think it's ridiculous myself, and I gasped when he said that. Sirianni's taken the Eagles to the playoffs all 3 years, including a Super Bowl appearance in which they nearly won against the Chiefs. Yes, they had an epic collapse this season, but why is that outweigh or outshine or deserve more consideration than him taking the team to the Super Bowl just 12 months ago, or not even 11 months ago? So I don't understand that, but it has become really the way of the postseason. If you lose, well, got to ask you about your job status. If you lose in the playoffs, all of a sudden, everything you've done in the regular season or even the year before is overshadowed, and in some cases, matters not at all. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, talking about Mike McCarthy and Dallas, we will not hear from Jerry or Stephen Jones this week. Actually, should I? Maybe the Najee Harris is getting a lot of run. So Najee makes it very clear after the Steelers lost that it's not Mike Tomlin that he's referring to, but that he does think things need to change in this.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Steelers locker room.
In-house rules. Like not no changes in our coach like that. It's just the rules that are in the building that, you know, we got to be more disciplined. We got to be more committed. You know, I'm not saying that we're not, but, you know, just coming from a place that has structure, and, you know, coming just seeing, like, you know, we probably could get help in these areas. It might change. I think that's something that's something we can help. I'm not saying nothing about coaches or anything like that. I'm just saying more of just in-house rules.
Interesting. He doesn't elaborate, but does talk about essentially a change in culture, right, where it comes to in-house rules. Mike Tomlin does have a reputation for allowing guys to do what they want, to be who they are, right? Remember Antonio Brown? But at the same time, he's the undisputed leader. There's no questioning that Mike Tomlin is the leader of that locker room. And he's got guys who are really faithful to him. TJ Watt said, it was part of my contract extensions. I only want to play for Mike T. I don't want to play for anybody else. I only want to play for Mike T. So if you're the Rooney family and you hear one of the best players in the NFL say, I only want to play for Coach Tomlin, that resonates. You want to keep TJ Watt? Well, then maybe you keep Mike Tomlin. Again, not to mention the consistency with which they've made the playoffs. And of course, there is a Super Bowl in there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So back to Dallas quickly, just because these have been two hot topics. Jordan Lewis spoke after, I guess he spoke Monday following their loss on Sunday. And he did talk about Jerry Jones addressing the team.
It's a message, you know, we got to win. It's the Dallas Cowboys, man. We had everything to win. So we can't let this feeling keep going on. So, I mean, it makes sense.
It does. But it's interesting that he says that we've got to win, because, well, that was your chance, and now it's gone, and you got to wait another, well, till the season kicks off in September, so another 9 months. But in terms of, like, actually winning a Super Bowl, it's a year away now. So what does that mean? Does that mean there are changes coming?
I just feel like he wants to win right now. The urgency is now. I mean, it was always that. We always had that on our shoulders. But, you know, he made it clear that was the point.
All right. Doesn't sound like Jordan believes the change is coming. Now, he also stumped for Mike McCarthy. He also talked about the great impact that McCarthy has had on him. And we've heard that from a bunch of different places. Jay and I differ on this point. Jay thinks the longer we don't hear from the Jones family, Jerry and his kids, well, kids, Jerry and his son and daughter, that it's bad news for McCarthy. I think there's a possibility that he just wants the emotion to die down. He was so disappointed. There's a lot of pain. He actually said this was the most painful playoff loss that he could remember. Maybe it's wisdom. I know people laugh about Jerry Jones, and there's plenty there, plenty of material. But maybe he's smart, or maybe he's got some wise counsel and advisors who say to him, don't make a decision when you're emotional. And no doubt he did that in the past, so maybe he's decided that's not something he should be doing. But yeah, Jay and I differ. Jay seems to think the silence does not bode well for one Mike McCarthy.
I just don't think the narrative around the situation is getting better. I think it's getting worse as the days go on.
Right, but what does that have to do with Jerry?
It doesn't, but I do think I don't think he's going to make a move deliberately to upset the fan base if they clearly want something else.
No? You don't think that AT&T Stadium will still sell out?
Of course I do.
They're America's team, right?
He wants to win now.
Right, I get it, but you're saying it's because of the narrative and the fans that he's going to make a change.
No, I'm not saying it's because of that. I think that added pressure might sway him in a direction maybe he might be thinking anyway.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't think the Jones family is about the pressure. Maybe the internal pressure of wanting to win, but since when did Jerry Jones ever do things the way anyone else thought he should do them? He's okay with choosing his own path, if so to speak. I mean, he doesn't mind rocking the boat. But we'll see. I mean, I still have a bit of a pit in my stomach. Just wondering if every day we're going to wake up and that's going to be the deal. Meanwhile, you've got 7 jobs still open and some pretty impressive candidates, that's for sure. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Always good to hear from you. Also on our Facebook page. Coming up, we're getting set for the number one and number two, or number one and number twos in the AFC. The two is out in the NFC. We're getting ready for what is my favorite weekend of the NFL season, and it's because it's most of your top teams and just really competitive games generally. And so that means the Niners and the Ravens are getting back into business. So Kyle Shanahan wants you to know Brock Purdy will not have any rust. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
They send Debo inside of Brandon Ayuk right, Kittle inside of Juwan Jennings left, and McCaffrey goes in motion, that bumper motion out right. Blitz from Bobby Wagner, they pick it up. Deep shot, Brock Purdy's going downfield for Debo! Touchdown! San Francisco!
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's the Hump Show on After Hours.
It's been a while since we've seen the major names, major players, the top tier for the San Francisco 49ers and for the Baltimore Ravens as well. The top two seeds in the AFC, well, the NFC and the AFC, if I'm going to do that in order. They mostly did not put starters on the field in Week 18. Instead, they were taking that time to do a little extra rest, and physically, these guys are banged up. And we know Christian McCaffrey, for instance. He was, what did he tweak? Knee? Was it knee? I think it was, but I can't remember specifically. He's been out practicing now, which is good. And so it's important that these guys get some time. But then you have to deal with the rust, right? Then you have to deal with what happens if the rhythm is gone. It was calf, by the way, from McCaffrey. Oh, ha-ha, that's funny. McCaffrey.
Should have remembered that.
Yeah, seriously, what's wrong with us? Full participant in 49ers practice. So the time off can be good for guys who are banged up. Can you imagine TJ Watt? They would have liked to have a bye so that he could have another week to recover, right? Instead, he wasn't able to participate in their wild card game, even though it was on a Monday. But when it comes to Brock Purdy, apparently, according to Kyle Shanahan, he's had very little time off at all. Nah, they're putting him through the paces.
It's not in my mind really much at all because he hasn't been on a bye week. We pushed the heck out of Brock. Meetings, practice. I mean, we knew Sam was playing that whole game and Brock was still splitting reps with him. So Brock got a good weekend. We just didn't want to put him out there in the first half of that game. So he did miss the first half versus the Rams, but he got that whole weekend. And he came back. He's been here. He's worked on his days off. We got two bigger practices last week than we do in a normal week. So, and Brock went out with the guys on Monday, did a bunch of stuff with them, and now we're going to get two practices in again. So in terms of time off, I mean, he did have two quarters off to what we could have done with him, but we definitely think that was worth it, and I don't worry about that affecting Brock at all for Saturday.
All right, so that answers that question. Niners hosting the Packers on Saturday night under the lights. Well, it'll be under the lights for part of the game, but the game kicks off around 5 p.m., so dinner time initially in the Bay Area. And what about Jordan Love? We know Kyle Shanahan's good with the QBs. What does he see with Jordan?
He's come a long way because he's playing at such a high level to get thrown in there early in this year and have to go through some ups and downs, which he did some good things earlier in this year too, but to not win all those games, kind of when you're with a tough record in your first year, the pressure that comes with that, and just to watch him each game, he's been consistent.
He's definitely been more consistent over the past 9 games. What are we up to now? 21. I have to go back and look at his numbers from this past game. 1 interception, though, in the last 9 games, which is a big deal. I mean, that's one that's worth talking about. You know, they ended up with 3 touchdowns for Aaron Jones, and there was a pick 6, of course. It was one more touchdown that he had. Yeah, so he has only thrown 1 pick in 9 games. And that, to me, is just as notable as the number of touchdowns he's thrown, how clean he's played, how well he has established a rapport with his receivers, many of whom are young, even younger than him or newer to the Packers than he is.
Looking at his stats and at the playoff game, I think it's 10 now. 1 interception in his last 10 games.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur, certainly been part of Jordan's development. So how did he get him ready for this first ever playoff game?
Just go out there and be aggressive. Trust what you see and let it rip. And I said, we're here now. You can't hold anything back. And I think he went out there and played exactly like that. And, you know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks. I mean, that was one of those plays that just you could sit there and watch that all day long.
I wonder if Micah Parsons, when he finally does drop his latest edition of his podcast, will continue to rave about Jordan Love. I'm thinking yes. Yes, for sure.
Cry later.
Maybe a little bit of raving about Aaron Jones as well while you're at it. Shivved, I tell you. They got shivved.
Just need to just go home and rest.
Oh, dear. Do you think that George Kittle will take the opportunity to pull out his, what it is? It said F Dallas?
Yeah, I believe.
I feel dirty just saying that. Sorry, Dallas. That was not coming from me. But somebody
George
could,
said it.
Somebody could pull that and use it as a drop. You know what I mean? Like you do? Like you what?
I'm sorry?
Like you pull tidbits out of Jerry Jones and Aaron Rodgers and everything else and you just drop them in out of context?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you think someone else will do that to me with the F Dallas?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's because no one listens to the show.
No.
That's why. I mean, no one that's in management listens to the show.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
What? Do they even know we have a show, do you think? Wait a minute. Is that show still on the air?
They air. We run that.
that person works for us? Who?
If they don't see it on the books, they wouldn't be surprising. So,
yeah, it's true. Oh, well. This is one of our goofier moments or so.
Get me some oxygen.
See what I mean? The drops are a humorous element that we like to mix into the show. But now I'm feeling a little bit nervous about someone taking that out of context like Jay does. And, I mean, not all the time.
If something should happen to Dak.
What should happen to Dak?
ominous at that sound.
Who would you say are your favorite drops or favorite people to use drops from?
Oh, man.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers is definitely one of them.
Bums.
He's got to be up there.
He's talking to you. Yes, bums.
Mike Tomlin, of course. Pete Carroll, I think, is underrated when he's got a good one.
Yeah, we're going to miss Pete. It's a bummer.
We don't have like all as many as Pete Carroll. The ones that we do, I like them a lot.
Get out of here.
Quality, not quantity with Pete.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, there's plenty of quantity, too. You just
That's a bunch of crap.
What about the latest Dan Campbell? He was asked about whether or not he's going to drop some I told you so's on the peeps.
I got a whole ton of those. Oh. But it's not time to pull those out yet. There'll be a time and place for that.
Is he keeping receipts? You asked me during Ask Amy Anything, what are some words that I despise? And it kind of morphed into phrases. And I went with living your best life. I can't stand that. It is what it is. What the hell does that even mean? It is what it is. That's I can't stand is. That. People don't even know what it means. They just drop it. And then another one is finding your truth, which is just more of a...
Ew.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. It's, ugh. But another one would be that. Wait, where'd it go?
There'll be a time and place for that.
That?
No. Wait, play the Dan Campbell again.
I got a whole ton of those. But it's not time to pull those out yet.
Mm.
There'll be a time and place for that.
So the question was about I told you so's, but when he says I there's a time and place for that, or I'm not pulling those out yet, what it reminded me of is keeping receipts.
Mm-hmm.
That's another phrase. I can't stand right now. Keeping receipts.
Yeah.
When did that become a thing?
Keeping receipts. I don't think it sounds cool.
No.
Like, you'd be like, oh, I'm keeping receipts. I'm like, all right, like, it's kind of a loser thing to do, but whatever.
But it's also a weird way to say it. I mean, you could be holding a grudge, you'd be keeping track, but keeping receipts, it's not like anyone writes. How many receipts do you have in your wallet?
The first thing I do when I get a receipt, or usually actually now, the past 5 years.
You crumble it up and throw it away.
I say I don't even want it. They're like, oh, like, you need a receipt? I go, no thanks. So yeah, but then when I do actually get one, where they have to give it to me, you just
Exactly. So really, no one keeps receipts these days, which is why that's kind of out of, it's just out, it's old.
So keeping receipts really means that you're going to forget it just as quickly as you got it, essentially.
Keeping receipts is the opposite because no one keeps receipts anymore.
Unless they're maybe electronic receipts, like a digital email receipt.
Do you keep, I have actually, believe it or not, in my Gmail inbox, a folder for receipts.
Really? That's smart.
Well, because that's how I keep track a lot of times, as you point out, digital receipts for, say, charitable donations or job expenses. So that's how I keep track of them, because you don't often get a paper receipt, but you need them for taxes.
Hmm, that's smart.
If you itemize your taxes, you need receipts. So there, fine. I keep my receipts, but not the type of context that people are using. It's a little annoying.
It's not great. We could use a new phrase.
We could.
Like as a species.
Keeping I told you so. Did you say species?
Yeah.
We're not naming a new animal. We're
the human species.
The human species.
We need some new words.
All right. I'd be too afraid that somebody would accidentally say feces.
The human feces? No, I don't need more of that. We're good on that.
All right. Here we go. Oh, there we go. There's one for Dad. There's an overused one. There's one that I seriously can't say here we go anymore without saying it like Dak Prescott. Here we go.
Omaha or here we go?
No. Well, Omaha is at least unique, right? So there's...
Well,
except for the people who live in Omaha.
I'll say it now.
But, right. That's true. Except that at the time... Other than the people who live in Omaha, you really didn't hear it much on the football field. But the here we go is a phrase, like generally people don't drop Omaha in common conversation, right? In normal conversation, you don't often hear Omaha
unless
dropped.
You're traveling.
Or you live in Omaha, right? But then you probably would just say here or the city. You wouldn't say Omaha.
I made it.
But Dak Prescott uses a phrase that we use all the time. Here we go. And now I like, hey, here we go. And now I can't say it like to the dogs when we go out the door to take a walk. Here we go. I can't say it without doing the Dak Prescott emphasis.
C.D. Lamb motions to the left side. Prescott in the shotgun. Pollard to his left.
Here we go.
Shotgun Pollard to his left.
We need to do a contest because poor Dak. We need to do a contest where we ask people to do their best Dak Prescott line imitations. Right. I mean, it really called a snap, but it is
cadence.
It is essentially his snap count. Yeah. Here we go.
Because of every single
snap. But he's got a really deep voice, though, and I don't. Here we go.
That was pretty good.
But I'm saying to you, now I can't ever unhear it. The phrase, you know.
Here we go.
But when you say it, don't you hear Dak Prescott in your head?
Here we go.
How many times do you think he said that this year?
How many snaps did he take?
Well, but what about practice?
Very true.
Oh, Lordy.
Very true.
There's so many here we goes. Do you think he can ever say it without, here we go?
Maybe he's just broken now, and they're not even telling him to say it. They're
like,
Dak,
you don't have to
say it every
reasons.
Play. Yeah. He just goes, I just can't help it.
What do you think when his baby is born? Do you think we get a, here we go?
Oh, gosh.
it's so loud. Do you think his throat ever hurts? Cracks on it?
Probably. Maybe he's got some lozenges in, like, the locker room.
Yeah.
Between
the,
half.
The here we go lozenges.
Maybe. It's a brand.
It was going to take me a while to get
not
over that.
A playoff bonus. So.
Yeah. Well, can we ask that question again for asking me anything? Because that would be my answer.
How about just let's go? Like Brady, like, let's go. That's a little played now.
Right.
Or very.
Yeah.
But I say that one, I got to say.
Here we go. wait. Hold on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here we go with our latest sports update.
Out of the shotgun, Pollard to his left.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sup, all my people out in Podland. This is your boy, Chris Chapman, and I have a new podcast for y'all. As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture, and I vowed to take a long break and really reflect. It was a tough 2 months, but I'm here to announce I'm back, better than ever, with the Chris Chapman Do-Over.
The improvised Chris Chapman Do-Over is an Odyssey and Paper Guide production and stars Ike Barinholtz as Chris Chapman. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Firing for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Takes it himself to the power line. Touchdown.
1 man to beat 10. He's gone. They throw in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Made a guy miss. He's inside the 5. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown. Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown.
The people have spoken, and one score stands above the rest. Here is your TD of the week. The Buffalo Bills.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh. You just schooled them with their back turned. For a huge touchdown run of 47 yards. It's 53 yards. He was on his own side of the field. Faster than a speeding bullet.
They played man. Didn't have a great man call on. So I decided to try to find a lane and got, I don't know, 15, 20 yards downfield. And, you know, there's the lot of guys screaming slide and didn't slide and scored. So. It worked out that time.
It did. It definitely worked out. And you've seen that there are more runs or more options for Josh to run as we've gotten through these last few games. And they've won six in a row. It's hard to quibble with it. At the same time, I still think it's dangerous. I know he's big. He's a tank, really. But it just makes me nervous when he's out there on the run just because we've seen so many quarterbacks get hurt. But when Josh Allen plays the way that he did on Monday, days all blend together, he is the best quarterback in the league. And wow, we get Bills and Chiefs this weekend. Divisional weekend, awesome. But already we've seen the ratings through the roof. So the way that the Peacock game, it's weird to call them ratings. It's essentially streaming numbers, viewership. But the way that Peacock sent a record for streaming numbers with the NFL game, and that was exclusive, right? Other than in Kansas City and Miami. And it's a Saturday night, which is not a great TV viewing night anyway, traditionally. But to have the types of eyeballs and the types of streaming numbers that it did on Peacock, you know the NFL is thrilled. Not just that, but it will encourage them in the future. Not that they were discouraged by taking billions of dollars, but because it set a streaming record, it's essentially validating their choice to take the money and not listen to the complaints of some fans who would tell you it's not worth it. Now, the deal is that it's really not that expensive to pay for a month. It's probably less than what you might pay for a popular movie to stream at your house instead of going to the movie theater. But to have 23 million viewers on Peacock, as well as the local NBC affiliates. Okay, so it wasn't just the Peacock numbers. But how about this? The game is the most streamed live event ever. And at the time, so Jay, this is crazy. This blew me away when I heard this. All internet traffic in the entire United States, of everyone using the internet in the entire United States on Saturday night, 30% of people on the internet were watching that game on Peacock.
Holy cow.
Isn't that insane?
That's gigantic.
I'm telling you, that is validation for the NFL to continue doing exactly this.
That's almost scary for the future.
Seriously. I'm reading exactly, this is from the NBC Sports press release. The game is the most streamed live event in U.S. history, which doesn't surprise me, and accounted for 30% of internet traffic while it was on the air. 30%! That's people playing games. That's people texting. That's people using social media, every kind of app you can possibly imagine. All of that is internet, right? 30% of what people were doing on the internet Saturday night was watching this game on Peacock.
That's amazing on Peacock's servers. I mean, not crazy.
It's mind-blowing, right? It's mind-blowing. I mean, that's
a third of the country.
Right. It's not even about the 23 million, which of course also includes local markets. It's just 30% of internet traffic. So, I mean, there are a lot of people that weren't on the internet, but 30% of internet. I was on the internet. I was streaming it on Sirius XM. So, like, I was on the internet. But this is just about Peacock. Isn't that crazy?
Can you think of any other event? Maybe an election? I don't know. That has that many eyeballs at the same time on it?
No.
Right?
It's only the NFL.
That's
it. It's the power of the NFL. That's the crazy part. I mean, it just kind of blew me away. But while we're at it, 40 million viewers watch Packers and Cowboys. I mean, this is wild card weekend. We're not even to championship weekend where routinely the AFC and NFC championship game numbers are, if not 50 million, they're over 50 million. 40 million people for Packers and Cowboys. Best performance for an NFL wildcard game since 2015. As much as people want to bitch and moan and complain about how bad the refs are and how bad the calls, and this is what we're talking about, it's terrible quarterbacks and blah, 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 blah. No. The NFL continues to somehow grow in popularity. I mean, it's crazy to me. 40 million people for a wildcard game. 23 million people on the internet and 30% of internet streaming. on Saturday night. Here we go! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.